I'm David Brancaccio. There's news just now that the U.S. Supreme Court has canceled Roe v. Wade, bringing to an end the right to abortion. The vote was 6-3. The court upheld a Mississippi law that bans abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy. About half U.S. states either have or will now trigger laws that will restrict most abortions. Other states can still allow the procedure. Today's decision seems to track the draft opinion leaked earlier this year. Researchers have been studying the economic effects of abortion. Diana Green Foster is a professor at the University of California, San Francisco, who led what is called the Turnaway Study, a first-of-its-kind project that followed the differing trajectories of women who obtained or were denied abortions. She has just seen today's high court decision. Professor, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So right off the bat, this opinion from the Supreme Court looks like what was expected after we had read the draft earlier in the year.
Yeah, it seems that the Supreme Court has decided that Roe is done. And the consequences of that is that many states will nearly immediately ban abortion. And so if you're a pregnant woman in the middle of one of these states, you could be hundreds of miles from a legal clinic. And if you are disadvantaged in various other ways, like you don't have internet or a credit card or an address, you probably also won't be able to order medication, abortion pills. And so many people will carry unwanted pregnancies to term.
Now, this is perhaps the most consequential Supreme Court decision of our lifetimes, of a generation at least, of this generation. Now, you've actually studied economic effects, and you've found out ways to produce control groups in your study. You follow, what was it, about 1,000 women who went to 30 abortion clinics across the country. What did you find when it comes to the connection of access to economic outcomes of women?
Yeah, so people who seek abortions are already disproportionately disadvantaged, having low incomes, although abortion is something that people of all economic groups do. And what we find is that when people cannot get a wanted abortion, they experience both serious physical health risks, but also long-term economic harm. So an increased probability of poverty, not having enough money to pay for basic living needs. And it's not just they themselves who are affected, it's also their children. So often people say they want to have an abortion in order to take care of the kids they already have. And we see those existing kids are more likely to be in poverty if their parent is denied an abortion.
You can even track this to credit score, can't you?
Yeah, so economist Sarah Miller from the University of Michigan had the idea of linking people in this study, those just over the gestational limit, those just under the gestational limit of the clinic near them, to their credit reports. So she could see that the two groups, those who were received and those who were denied abortions, had similar economic experiences for the 3 years leading up to the pregnancy. But for the 5 years after one group got an abortion and the other one didn't, those who didn't get their wanted abortions were more likely to experience poor credit, higher debt, more evictions.
And when looking at economic effects, not just on the mother, you've also tracked it into the children.
Yeah, so we've looked at both the economic experiences of the child born because their mom was denied an abortion, and those kids are more likely to be raised in poverty and experience economic hardship, even compared to the next child born to women who receive an abortion. So when a woman is able to dictate the circumstances of her birth, her kids do better. They do better in economic outcomes, and they do better in terms of maternal bonding.
Diana Green Foster is a professor at the University of California, San Francisco, who researches the effect of unintended pregnancy on women's lives. Like the rest of the country, just getting the decision from the U.S. Supreme Court this morning. Professor, thank you.
Thank you very much.